Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, and I'm Troy, and Tyler's still nowhere to be seen. I got messages from Cody and Rich and Johnny. I don't see Johnny on the show tonight, but guess who we got with us? Say hi, everybody. Your mic turned off. Sorry.
That's selective hearing there. She's turn the mic off.
She's over there like this.
Hi.
All right. Anyways, what's happening there, young lady?
Oh, you know, it's a busy day. It's Thursday, so I got to get everything cleared up for Friday, you know?
Yeah. You know, Friday in the trucking industry actually sucks as bad as Monday these days. You know, you ever think that there's a day in the trucking industry you can relax? Well, guess what? It's not Friday. I think it's Sunday in the trucking industry when nobody's there. Hey, Ruth Ann, I see you over there texting away. How about hanging out with me on the show and talking the talk. Look who's here. Look at this guy. Tyler, how you doing, big guy?
What's going on?
Not much, man. We're talking about you. We thought maybe you were dead or something.
No, actually, we thought maybe you took the advice and went and got Tessa's diapers and started trying them for yourself. And giving us the advice.
He missed the show on trucker diapers.
No, he didn't. He was on the show with trucker diapers because he was telling John he was going to transfer baby wipes for sandpaper. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. He did say something like that. Hey, what's going on, Tyler? Where are you at this tonight?
Man, I'm running around.
I can hear you going down the road. You're up there in Minot getting ready to move back to Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're getting there, man. I was listening to you. I said how Sunday is the, like, the relaxed day. I don't think that's true. I think Sunday is when all the crybaby truckers are out there running around saying that their job sucks and they start looking, putting in applications. I think 7 days a week, I think, is busy for truckers because if they ain't driving, they're complaining.
Well, you know what they say.
You know, I'm there with you.
How many truck drivers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. They'd all sit and complain about it first.
In the dark?
In the dark.
Yeah.
They bitch in the dark.
In the dark.
How do you know? How do you know this? Do you know any truckers?
I do.
Yeah? Why are you looking at me?
Because you try in the dark. Change the light bulb.
Yeah, you're damn right, man. I'd be like, get dispatch to do it. That ain't my job. Damn, dispatcher, can you change the light? You're damn right, I would. Give me a damn light bulb to change, man. I just got done running. Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, Tyler, while you're with us, man, we haven't heard that voice in a while, in a couple of days. Why don't you tell everybody out there in Truckerland how they can find us on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, and we'll just go ahead and go from there. Looks like, well, hold on before you say anything, Tyler. Let me tell you who just joined us. Johnny. What's up, Big John?
Hey, man, yeah, I'm the show's arrived.
Say that again, Johnny.
I said the star of the show is finally here.
Tyler, the star is here.
Tyler, so glad you could finally join us.
See how loved you are, Tyler? Everybody, when they miss you, when you get back on the show, they all want to complain to you.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a good something like I never missed. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. For a minute there, like, it was breaking out and stuff. I couldn't really understand what you guys were saying. But I'm going to just guess it was all real good. Just nothing but compliments. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. You had nothing to worry about. It was nothing but, you know, he's the best guy in the world. That's all it was. Nothing. Nothing behind, because you know us. We're real sweet guys. Tyler, go ahead and tell everybody how to find us, and then I'll get it. What's up, buddy?
I don't know. Like, while it was breaking up and stuff, though, I got, like, this real bad sniff of, like, just the worst smell. I almost, like, just, like, crap entered the room or something, though. It's like, did John join the channel or something?
Yeah. He is here. Yeah, and it's all
okay.
Because you...
Okay.
Awesome.
It's because
all right,
I'm wearing...
Tyler, go ahead, Tyler. Tell everybody how to find us and we'll get going.
Yeah, as always, head over to facebook.com/talkcl. Hit that like button. You know, that's where we post everything every day. There's so much action going on there. People always making comments on, you know, our different posts on there, talking about how all these laws are BS and how, you know, it's just a good time. You know, we post some controversial stuff on there in the trucking industry that gets everybody all happy and excited to stay in the industry. And then, you know, we post the not so good stuff. And, you know, it's almost like it's the same reaction. Like, all truckers just make the same reaction on everything. You know, they like to argue. But it's entertaining. So I think you'd like it. Just head over to facebook.com/talkcdl and hit that like button. Follow us there. And then head over to talkcdl.com and, you know, interact with us there as well. You can put comments on the episode. Tell us what you think about them. Listen to the show. You can see our sponsors on there and all that good stuff, as well as resources for truckers all across the world, really. There's resources on there. So aside from that, as always, you can just go to Google, like all of us do, and just type in TalkCDL, and you'll find everything there is to know about us, our personal lives and everything, because, you know, that's how the internet works. So just start searching TalkCDL on Google, and you'll find out anything you need to know. There you go.
Well, all right, Tara, let me just play a quick commercial for the good folks at home, and we'll be right back.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Hey, it looks like Cody's joined us. How you doing tonight, Cody? You want to run over there with Hogan tonight?
I'm on a run, but I just stopped to give me a bite to eat here in Effingham.
Well, all right, man. We haven't talked in quite a while, man. Everything going okay? Still at the same place? Still doing the same run?
Yeah, they gave me a different store I run now, so things have been kind of chaotic. They changed all my times around, so I'm still just getting used to it.
Okay, cool, man. Well, listen, guys, real quick, we're just going to have a short show tonight. We just kind of did a last-minute thing here on Talk CDL. I just want to talk about just a couple things, just get a couple comments. Johnny, you still with us, big guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
And as always, my brother and my right hand, Mr. Tyler's with us tonight in his truck. But let's go ahead and – wow, what's that noise? Who's got that noise going? Was that you, Tyler?
It's probably because I unmuted myself. Yeah, okay. Probably my truck. Yeah.
Well, look, just wanted to bring this up. I seen an article today. We threw it up there. New toll increase by Oklahoma. They're going to have, I think, let me just go to this real quick. I think it's a 9%. I think it's actually it might be a 12. What they're doing, it's a total of 17%. It's a 17% hike.
Wow.
I know, man. That's insane. What they're doing is, after the first of this year, it's going to be a 12% increase, okay? Which you might not think it's not a whole lot, because actually I don't even know what the tolls are running in Oklahoma right now. Cody, do you run Oklahoma at all?
Used to.
What's the toll down there going for?
Oh, I had the Pike Pass, so the company paid for mine, but I know my buddy went down there, I think, to go from Joplin down to Oklahoma City. It was around $40, I think.
Okay. Well, and is that the entire toll road, or does it go further in Oklahoma than that?
I know there's a bunch of plazas on the turnpikes. I mean, no. They got to pay at each stop.
Well, think about this. You know, you go from $40 a 17 till it's all over. It's going to be a 17% increase, which is roughly 10% of 40 be another $4, and 7 would be another 7 times. Here, I'm just going to do it right here on my calculator. That way, I'm not making something up here. But 0.17 times, you say it's about $40, so you're looking at another $6.80, about $7. So I mean, you might not think that's a lot, but it is a lot, especially if you're a trucking company. Let's say you're a trucking company that runs the toll. You run down to Tulsa. You know, maybe you have, let's say you have 10 loads going there a day. Okay. That's another $70 a day. If you're running five, six days a week, you know, you just increased probably another $2,000 a month in just in tolls. If you think about it, you know, I mean, that's insane money when you start adding the revenue up. Now, maybe one guy here, one guy there, maybe an owner-operator, an independent. But if you're a trucking company that runs Oklahoma a lot, guess what? You're getting screwed. 17% is a hike and a half. You know, I remember listening to Howard Stern a few years ago, and they had something on there they read out of the Constitution. I have no idea. But when what they had done was they were reading when the Verrazano and the Brooklyn Bridge and all the bridges were put in New York City. You got the Gothels, the Verrazano, the Outer Bridge Crossing. You got the Throgs Neck. You've got the Manhattan Bridge. You got all these bridges that were made. Well, they read these legal documents that stated that these bridges were designed and the tolls that they put in were designed to pay for the actual bridges. Now, of course, you need to be able to maintain those bridges. But if you could just imagine what the money is on any one of these toll roads that they make by far more money than it costs to build these things and maintain it. Okay. It is literally I actually get angry when I see American people being charged for everything we do. It's just all it is about the dollar in this country. And the truckers are the ones that get it the most, because you know what they do? They charge you by the axle. Any thoughts on this? Tyler, you got a thought on this, buddy?
You know, I could look at it in a couple different directions, honestly. Number one, from an economic standpoint, if they're increasing tolls, that almost logically, okay, if you don't think about it, right, and you think like a normal human being, it would say that means the roads are being traveled on more based off of what the purpose of tolls are. Right. So, I mean, that's a good thing because that means that there's more freight running. So that's always good because it says our economy is going well. But at the same time, whether that's the case or not, who knows, you know. But other than that, you know, I would say that as long as the companies are paying it, these companies make enough as it is, I'd say they can afford it. But, you know, that's not the case with some new owner operator just starting out or you know, and things of that nature. So I don't know. I'd like to see what it costs. You know, I know up in my area, and you've been in my area before, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but I think it was like per 10 feet was like $10,000 or something crazy like that. There was one portion of our road, maybe 100 feet long, cost $100,000 for us to get someone to come do that little strip of that road. So I don't know, you know, how much it really costs to do roads and maintain bridges and all that other kind of stuff, but I know it's bloated. You know, it surely is. Whether the state's making that money or the companies, you know, because they're doing state work, is just jacking up their contracting costs just because, you know, who knows. But in the end, it shouldn't just be an immediate, oh, let's jack it up almost 20%. You'd think it would be kind of steadily kind of increase, maybe 5%, if that, you know, initially, and then let that be like that for a couple of years and then see if it evens out, not just immediate. Here's a 17% increase.
You know, Tyler, Cody just said that, you know, of course, he probably is a toll pass or his employer pays for the tolls. But, you know, there's a lot of truckers out there that the company makes them use their own money. And then they got to get reimbursed by turning in the money and waiting a week, which is ridiculous. If you're with a trucking company, it makes you pull your own money out to pay for company business, I would tell you, you need to leave that company. And yeah, I did say that. But, you know, now think about it. If all of a sudden you're just Trucker Joe and all of a sudden the rate increase comes down the pipe, even though you're getting reimbursed, you're still the guy now that's got to pull out extra money. I'm just saying it always affects the working man. Johnny, you got a thought on this? Johnny's doing
well, yeah. I mean, you know me. I always see the best in everything. So here's my take on it.
Pessimist.
Yeah, yeah. So here's my take on the whole thing. It's actually a good thing because the state can take that extra money and they can employ another, I don't know, 200 or 300 other people at $20 an hour to lean on a shovel and stare at you as you drive by. So they're helping people out by giving them jobs. You know what I'm saying? You'll have more shovels to lean on.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what they use it for.
Exactly.
Well, don't forget about the guys that hold that little sign there making $20 an hour to say stop or yield. And those guys make good money.
Guy.
No joke.
Yeah,
they
make
a good dollar.
They do wave their hands, too. Don't forget.
Hey, you know what?
Don't
laugh. Those guys have to be good communicators. They're always on the radio, like, talking back and forth to each other. They got to make sure that they coordinate that sign turn. Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys bring up some interesting points, and I'm really glad. Hey, guys, let's move along here. I got one thing to quick talk about. Just something I wanted to bring up in the news today. There was a kid, a young guy. I think he was a teenager, actually. He got clocked at 146 miles an hour. And here's the part that I can't believe. In a Dodge Neon. I know. It's like, don't tell me. You couldn't go in a Dodge Neon downhill 146 miles an hour. But if somebody played with the motor, maybe. But anyways, what do y'all think of that, man? 146, man, on the interstate.
Where was he?
Maine? Wow.
Well, he was maybe going downhill.
No, I don't know, but he sure was at 146. I'll tell you what, man, I don't even see how the cop caught him. If I'm doing 146, you ain't catching me unless you got a helicopter. What do you think, Johnny?
Well, you know,
go ahead, Tyler.
They make a turbo neon. You might not think it, but watch the Fast and Furious, man. People can take those little neons and they can turn them into some quick little cars.
A turbo neon is like putting an extra rubber band on your little airplane that you had as a kid. You know what I mean? Oh, wow, look, it's a turbo plane. I put an extra rubber band on it. Wow, look at it go now.
Tyler, can
it doesn't
can a
get
neon?
The one
Tyler, is Dodge Neons one of those cars that they drift with and stuff? Is that one of the souped-up cars they usually play with?
They do turn neon drifters. Yeah, oh, yeah.
The only way a Dodge Neon's going to hit 146 miles an hour is if you drop it out of a damn plane.
Yeah, and I think 120 is top speed when you're just free-falling. Seriously. So I don't even think it can get up to that speed.
I thought it was 180.
So
I think terminal velocity is 180.
Battle that ticket in court. He could say, Judge, do you honestly think a Dodge Neon can get up to 147?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, that could actually be a good defense for him.
That would be my defense. I agree with you.
Do you think I can get over 60 in a Neon?
I would have to. I like that defense, Your Honor. He's accusing me of doing over 90 in a Neon. Come on, you know they might get it laughed out.
Well,
what's that, Johnny?
Factor could do 150.
What's that, Cody?
To the MSRT Neons stock, when they came out, the things were rated to do 150 mile an hour. I have a few buddies in St. Louis here that own that exact same car. They got them tuned up. They could do almost 170, 180.
Was that a supercharger or something?
Yes, their turbo factory when it came out.
And that was a Neon?
No, it was their performance edition, the SRT. Configuration technology. It's like the big top end of Chrysler for their past vehicles.
Now, I remember when I was a kid, people used to take Vegas and Pintos and stick 454s in them, and you'd be practically sitting in the back seat. I'm serious. They were like these little junky cars that they'd make, you know, run 9-second quarters. But and that's possible. Somebody took a Neon, like Tyler said, and put a racing chip in it, maybe a test pipe, some nitrous oxide or something like that. I don't know. You got anything, Ruth Ann? I see you getting ready to jump out of your skin there.
Well, I'm always jumping out my skin with you, I swear.
That's okay.
He lives in Maine, so I would only say that he was extremely bored, and that could be a possibility.
I excite her.
You?
She jumps out of her skin.
No.
Because I'm super trucker. Super.
We discussed this. You're super something.
Oh, do we have to hear this again? She might be in a row, really?
You're super something.
Hey, come on, guys. Seriously, it's a Dodge Neon. It's like a chick car. Like, why would a guy soup up, seriously, like a Neon? I mean, I could see a Charger or a Challenger or something, but a dude driving around in a souped up Neon, that's a little effeminate for me.
How much does it cost to buy a Dodge Neon stock compared to a Charger and then soup up a Charger? That's why. You can buy a Dodge Neon for $2,500. Think $7,000 into it, and the thing's a rocket.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, they're only about $5,000 now. So, I mean, they're cheap and extremely fast.
Yeah, they ain't worth a crap.
I don't know. I'm not wearing no dress and driving no neon. That's me, you know what I mean? I'm going to drive a man's car.
Hey, guys, let's wrap this show up, man.
Kia.
Johnny's got a Kia.
Shut up, Ruth. Don't tell her where I drive. What's the matter with you? I hate all of you, I swear to God.
With your license plate that's customized saying Kitty on it? Like, come on.
That's, you know, Guts is...
It has meow on the side.
We sound like the Peterbilt guys that make fun of everybody else in the industry.
I don't even know why I come on this show. All you guys do is make fun of me every time I'm on here.
Johnny, we love you. We need you on this show, or else we have to make fun of somebody else.
Oh, okay, that makes me feel a lot better, thanks.
You're welcome. All right. So, Johnny, give me your final thoughts, man. We're going to wrap it up. Talk to you.
All right. If you got a Neon and you're a man, get another car. If you're driving one, please don't take it up to 146 miles an hour, whatever you do, because not only will you be paying the tolls if you're going through Oklahoma, but you're also going to be paying the speeding ticket. So keep it slow, keep it low, keep it between the lines, baby, and be safe out there.
Cody, give me some thoughts, baby.
Keep safe, go slow, don't take curves too fast.
I hear you. Hey, Tyler, next week we're going to be talking a lot about this upcoming winter. Remember last year we warned everybody, and like I said, what we try to do is get everybody to call in with traffic reports. Cody, you're running that I-70 a lot. That gets a lot of ice on it. We're going to expect you to give us some black ice reports this year and some traffic backups now that you're working with us. Tyler, next week, we're going to be talking about that CB usage a lot. Turn that damn CB on and get pre-warned because pileups are coming. You and I both know now. How many times did we report on that, Tyler?
Too many. It's sad, actually.
Yeah. Tyler, give me your thoughts.
I think everyone pretty much said it. Slow down and... if you have a Neon, okay, you're fine, okay? Just save up the money, and one day you'll have a real car. Aside from that, follow us on Facebook and head over to TalkSpeedo.com.
Ruthann, give me some thoughts. You got some thoughts besides leaning up against your mic there?
He's in my way.
Here's what you sound like.
No, I don't. I got a sock on my mic. It doesn't do that.
It's a mic sock.
Honestly, I would say definitely don't be doing that speed. I mean, that's like, do you ever hear of the stories where the people, when they got their license taken away for like years because they got too high of a speeding ticket?
No, not really. Do they do that?
Yeah.
Really?
They do that kind of stuff.
Hey, what about them tolls? Give me some final thoughts on trucker tolls. You got any thoughts on it? She's looking at me.
Did he change the subject?
I'm trying to keep it all trucker.
Okay, well, no, I was keeping it trucker.
Okay, go back to trucker.
Okay, truckers don't drive and do 140, okay? There you go. But I also was going to say, I had asked the other day if we can get everybody to put in onto their
messenger
of what I can't look at you when I talk. You keep giving me weird, funky eyebrows. put in some. Stop it. Put in what your story is. One of your most memorable traveling in the winter, whether it be on a mountain or not in a mountain, in the city, anything like that. Just give me. I want to hear a story about what to do, and if you are an experienced driver, what you can tell some of the new drivers out there on what to expect driving in the winter, and some advice that you can possibly give them to look out for and so forth, to try and help reduce some of the trucker accidents and incidences out there right now.
And who do we got on the show tonight here? Is that Ron? Ron, is that you?
Yep. Sorry, I called in late,
up,
but
brother?
I didn't know it all started.
Man, you're just coming to the end. Are you on your way to Florida? Where are you at?
No, I'm in Amarillo, Texas at the moment.
Okay, buddy. I talked to Tracy. She said you were going to be back sometime in October.
Yeah, October 20th.
All right. Well, we miss you, buddy. We're going to get on down here. We're coming to the end of the show. Hey, Ruthann, how do you like me now? I got my glasses on, sunglasses. I can't stare at you.
What time are you all tomorrow?
What's that, Ron?
What time are you guys on tomorrow?
Oh, we'll be on about 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll post the topic tomorrow sometime, and then next week we're going to be talking
Facebook
about. What's that, Ron?
I said I don't get Facebook right now while I'm out here. Just
meet us here about 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be on here and we'll be talking truckers.
Okay.
We'll be talking all about the truckers tomorrow night. We got everybody
all right.
on.
All
right, brother.
I promise I'll be here.
Okay. All right, guys. Listen, my final thoughts, just like I tell you every night, if I'm alive tomorrow, Lord willing, praise God, I'm getting up. We're going to do the show. You truck drivers out there, seriously, start turning your CB on. I mean it. I don't care. I'm sick and tired of hearing you guys telling me, I don't want to hear the bullshit on the CB. I hate hearing the garbage. Everybody fighting. You know what? Honestly, it's worth your life. Turn the damn squelch all the way back. At least you can hear a mile ahead of you. I'm telling you, it's going to save your life. Somewhere along the line, someone's going to say, hey, there's a gator in the road. Hey, someone's broke down in the road. Hey, there's black ice up here. Hey, something's going on. Guess what? And you're going to be that CB saved me so many times. It's unreal. I keep pointing out to that Cheyenne. You know what? Hey, Tyler, we got to pull that Cheyenne video and repost that damn thing. I'm going to put that on at least once a month so all the truck drivers that are looking can see what happens when you don't use your damn CB. What do you think of that, Tyler?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. It's definitely a video. Then again, you know, truckers, they'll play it for 2 seconds and they'll turn it off. Okay, you got to watch the whole thing. Right?
I might try to pull that up tonight. I got a lot of stuff. In fact, I got to call Johnny here when I'm done the show. I need to talk about something. So, listen, guys, until we meet again, good night. God bless. And we love all you truckers out there. So, good night and goodbye. Y'all want to just say goodbye?
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.